This is Morning Edition on IPR News Radio. Good morning. I'm David Castleman. A handful of elementary schools up north will have a better idea if they are closing next week. That's when the superintendent of Traverse City Area Public Schools gives his recommendations about how to save money to the school board. One of the questions is what will happen to an innovative program that's become popular at schools across the region. International Baccalaureate, or IB, is a curriculum used in a dozen schools in northern Michigan. That includes TCAPS. At one elementary school, the principal says they've cut disciplinary problems in half. But in a time of budget cuts and possible school closings, the curriculum might be grounded before it has a chance to take off.
In addition to your snack being out on your desk, you also need to have your inquiry notebooks and a pencil.
In Mrs. Vanderford's class, third and fourth graders are learning about what makes Michigan special. There's a map on the screen at the front of the class. It shows where apple orchards are concentrated in the state. Alicia Vanderford, who's a teacher at Interlochen Community School, says this isn't any old social studies lesson.
Instead of just giving them the answers, they're digging a little bit deeper into it for themselves to look at it differently.
That's a focus of the International Baccalaureate program, to help kids discover the world for themselves, instead of just telling them how it is.
Lightest pink is 0 to 1,000 acres of orchards. And then it goes on to this like blush color, 1,000 to 5,000 acres of orchards.
The students talk about the maps in small groups. They're looking for patterns. One thing some students notice is that most orchards are located along Lake Michigan.
What do you think about this? And what wonderings do you have?
I see Traverse City is red.
My philosophy on teaching has changed in such a awesome way that, to me, this is what teaching is all about, is teaching at IB school and teaching IB programs and just digging so much deeper into it, into the context.
This type of teaching costs more than the traditional model. For example, kids get Spanish here daily. They'd only get it twice a week at another school. There are other costs and fees as well, and at Interlochen, it all adds up to more than $100,000 for this year. A grant has paid this amount since the program began in 2014. The grant also pays for IB schools in Kalkaska, Elk Rapids, and Leland. However, that grant ends at the end of this school year. Paul Soma is superintendent of Traverse City Area Public Schools. He says the district has every intention of keeping IB, but they do need to save money now.
We have got to make some changes, or else we're going to be on the precipice of that fiscal distress.
Soma says that fiscal distress is the point where the district's cash reserves get so low that the state gets involved in making decisions. One of the ways the district might save a lot of money is by closing three elementary schools. Two of those schools are the only elementary schools in the district with IB. Soma says IB, though, is only one promising program in TCAPS.
IB is not the only program that we're implementing to address the needs of the wide variety of students that we serve. And we've got a couple other things going on within our school system that haven't been quite as visible. We're going to make them visible at our next curriculum meeting to show what some interventions have done at Blair School, for instance.
Soma says he's still weighing the benefits of the program versus the costs. Dave Griffith says it's worth the costs. He has two kids at Interlochen Community School. Griffith is a teacher himself, and he thinks IB is impressive.
The way in which the curriculum is organized and planned around thinking about the ways that each and every one of us is part of a local community, but also citizens in a larger global community, is just spot on.
Griffith has a fourth grader with Asperger's syndrome. He says she was initially enrolled at a Montessori program, but it just didn't work out. She needed something else to keep her motivated.
For whatever reason, she's always been that kind of kid that wants to be out in the community doing things, right? She's not content to just sit there and do her homework and then shut the book and put it in her book bag and forget about it.
Then Griffith learned about the IB program and the way it gets kids involved beyond the classroom. This past fall, a group of students at the school organized a canned food drive. They were inspired by a lesson on world hunger. Griffith says IB is keeping his daughter motivated, and he says it would be a shame to shut down the school and the IB program.
I worry about a sky is falling kind of mentality that's being used right now, I think, to scare people, you know, into believing that if we don't do something now, that somehow TCAPS is going to become, that somehow it's going to fall apart completely. I don't see that as happening at all.
School officials say Interlochen is already seeing improvements with IB. In addition to a sharp drop in disciplinary problems, the school has seen better than expected reading and math scores. And people at the school want to see where they might be in another couple years. But they might not have time. Paul Soma delivers his recommendations about school closings to the school board on Monday night. A final decision on the district's budget isn't expected from the school board until March.